Good morning, Breakfast with Friends. This is Tracy English bringing you some gardening tips. Today I'm going to chat about a very interesting plant known as the Venus flytrap. These well-known predator plants are carnivorous and feed on insects like flies and other small bugs. Venus flytraps are native to wetlands in the United States, so can be found in the coastal bog areas of North and South Carolina. As you may know, the Venus flytrap has leaves that are modified into traps with interlocking teeth. The traps have trigger hairs so that when an insect lands on it, an electric charge closes the trap. These modified leaves reopen 3 to 4 times before they lose their ability to close. Because of this mechanism, it is important to not tease the plant as it will use too much energy opening and closing and the leaves will die off prematurely. You can feed your Venus flytrap live flies and once the trap closes, enzymes begin to digest and dissolve the bug so that the leaf can absorb the nutrients. The trap will then reopen about a week later and use the remaining insect carcass to attract new prey. So Venus flytraps can be grown indoors in a warm room in a spot where they can enjoy a little direct sun. If they don't receive enough light, the leaves become very weak. The soil needs to be kept moist and ideally you should stand the plant in a tray of water. This imitates the natural bog environment and helps to keep the humidity high. Don't water the plant from the top. Also, use pure water as tap water contains chemicals which are harmful to the plant. You can use clean rainwater or distilled water. In the natural swamp environment, they grow in nutrient-poor soils, so when growing them at home, do not use any fertilizer as this will also be harmful to them. They do go dormant in winter, so expect some of the leaves to turn black and die down as the weather becomes cooler. Reduce watering over the dormant rest period and keep them in a cool position. If you are planning to repot your Venus flytrap, do so in spring and use peat moss mixed with sand or perlite as your soil medium. So that's all about this fascinating houseplant. Venus flytraps are actually easy to grow once you understand what they need. For any comments or questions, go to my Facebook page called Garden with Tracy. Have a great weekend.